The whole premise of cloud computing, which by the way, as you say, means essentially establishing centralized resources, otherwise known as data centers, to put tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of PC-like machines in one place to manage both processing power and storage in ways that are more efficient from a cost and energy usage perspective than having all of that distributed capacity at a PC level or at a business-to-business level. But it also, in theory, should result in greater security. Now, I say this because security involves two things. One is, can you keep the miscreants from getting their hands on data that's personal or proprietary? The other is, can you keep the system from failing so it doesn't lose the data? The second question is an interesting one with data centers because, of course, systems or individual machines fail all the time. Data centers have massive redundancy because of the parallel processing of those tens of thousands of machines. And what that means is that a data center actually handles data in a way that is much more secure than anything sitting on your hard drive. But as you say, the other side of that is, what does it mean in terms of vulnerability and what rights do I have about the data that's sitting in that higher class facility?
Yeah, I wondered about that. Does better security necessarily equal better privacy?
Well, it's a very interesting question. Right now, the fact is that the structure, at least of U.S. law, says that your rights to data, whether it's personal or privacy-oriented data involving your personal profile or it's proprietary data that's mission-critical or central to your business, the law right now actually views data when it's in the hands of third parties, like a cloud services provider, as actually falling under a different category of protection as data that's sitting on a machine that you own and operate yourself, meaning that under pieces of legislation like the U.S. Patriot Act and under other special circumstances, it is possible for third parties, especially for government, to access data in the cloud in ways that would not involve the same kind of legal due process that would be part of accessing the data on a personal machine.
And that's part of what your report really goes into, is that we ought to treat information like information, regardless of whether it's stored in the cloud or stored on our own hard drives or stored in a server, that information needs to be treated like information, that there shouldn't be, in effect, a bias one way or the other.
Chris, that is absolutely right. And it's interesting to see that there are two impacts of the fact that we have uneven treatment of privileged information in the cloud in the United States. One piece of evidence is that internet traffic, that is global internet traffic, which used to, the majority of which used to bounce off U.S. servers and wending its way around the world, is now being routed around the United States because it has a lower level of protection being on a third-party platform than it has on your machine or on third-party platforms in other sovereign jurisdictions. The other piece of evidence is that corporations, especially services, cloud services providers, are actually locating data centers in countries like Switzerland, where the U.S. Patriot Act doesn't give the U.S. government the right to access that information without due process.
Your report also has a whole section that's titled Government Adoption, and that to promote sort of cloud and best practices, the federal government should become an early adopter. And of course, a lot of agencies have been holding back a little bit in essence because of a lot of the other areas, a lot of the hurdles that you discuss elsewhere in the report. But they're also nervous, I think, about government data being stored with other people's data.
Absolutely right. It is interesting, though, that some of the early adopters of cloud services are members of the intelligence community, including the FBI, who run a wiki-like or Wikipedia-like service called Intellipedia that has multiple levels of security clearance but allows intelligence professionals to share information and to collaborate in ways that only a cloud platform would make possible. Our recommendation, of course, is to fix this in two ways. One is to assure the same kinds of protections on third-party platforms as we have on our own machines. And the second is for government to lead the way, partly by leveling that rights or privileges playing field, but also to lead the way the intelligence community has by adopting cloud services itself.
And I know some of the Intellipedia folks get very frustrated because they feel like a lot of the cloud platforms, a lot of the cloud systems, software as a service, almost get put to a higher standard than do other kinds of services.
It's a great point. I mean, the fact is they should be put to a higher or held to a higher standard for a really simple reason. These are enterprise class systems. So, you know, the likelihood of losing all the data on your hard drive at home with your home PC is a great deal higher than losing information stored, say, on the Google Apps platform or on Amazon Web Services. So these are enterprise class. That's part of what you're buying from cloud services providers. So for that reason, they should be held to a higher standard. But there are these legal issues having to do with who can access the information that will persuade some people to avoid the cloud until those legal problems are fixed.
So that's the biggest hurdle in the legal issues before cloud computing can really be considered an acceptable thing for the federal government.
Well, I think it depends on how one runs the cloud. There is such a thing, not to complicate matters, as private clouds.
Oh, dear.
Just in the way that we are... just in the way that we're familiar with private or firewalled areas of the World Wide Web, namely lots of corporations are willing to use the web behind a firewall to discuss very proprietary or confidential things, the same kind of thing can be done with cloud architecture. So these problems are solvable now, but the issue that really sharpens the point is when we deal with public cloud providers or what are called multi-tenant systems. That's where the data starts to look a little less secure.